It's the most beautiful time of the year. Hello, my name is Holly Scott, and today I will be analyzing the film The Holiday Calendar, which was directed by Bradley Walsh and released exclusively on Netflix in 2018. This film is rated highly. It has a 93% approval rating on Netflix. I think it's an accurate rating for the film. This film was definitely successful in fitting the romantic drama category for movies. It evokes many emotions throughout the film. It features a complex love triangle with Abby Sutton, which was the main character, played by Kat Graham. And she ends up with her one true love in the end of the movie, which is perfect for the romantic, you know, category for it. This movie definitely leaves the audience in awe of the main character and her happily ever after ending. This film gave me feelings of joy and happiness. It created excitement for the holidays coming up. This film definitely gives a warm and fuzzy vibe for the audience. My favorite part of the film was definitely the ending. The main character, Abby Sutton, she gets everything she could have ever dreamed of. She gets a close family. She gets a strong relationship with her former best friend. And she even gets her own photography studio with the holiday calendar on display in the end of the movie. It definitely fit my expectations for a holiday movie. Many scenes throughout the film were holiday related, all the way from her job as a Santa photographer to the beautiful Christmas decorations that were shown throughout the movie. Her niece was even in a Christmas play that she had to attend at the elementary school. Although the film was made to look like it was made in New Jersey, it was actually made in Ontario, Canada, and on the Lake Niagara, but it was decorated beautifully for the movie. It was snowing, and there was Christmas decorations everywhere. It definitely left me excited for the holidays, and it even encouraged me to bake some cookies by the end of the movie. The film had many strengths. It's classified as a romance drama movie, which definitely fits the film well. Abby Sutton was on a journey to find her true love after receiving the holiday calendar from her grandpa, and, you know, with the help of her grandpa and the holiday calendar predicting, like, the events of the days ahead, she ends up finding out that her real true love was her best friend the whole time, which was Josh Barton, who was played by Kinsey Brown. And here's a little clip just showing the relationship at the end.
I thought I lost you.
Came back for you. Both times. And I will every time.
I can't believe how long it's taken me to realize that it's you. It's always been you.
I will say, though, that this film is probably targeted toward younger viewers. The plot of the movie may seem predictable to some people, but anyone who loves a good Christmas romance are going to love this film. It was a bit predictable that she ended up with Josh in the end, just because it was evident the whole time that, you know, he cared deeply for her, and anyone watching this would see that as well. The film did feature a typical romance love triangle, however, where Abby had the choice between, you know, her lifelong best friend, Josh, you know, who shared the same passions as she did for photography. But she also had the choice for a rich, kind, and handsome doctor that, you know, all the women in the town were swooning over. But the whole time, I was definitely rooting for Josh Barton. And here's just a short clip where her sister talks about how, you know, the doctor was a really eligible man in the town.
Do you know who that was?
Ty, he hit me with a tree.
Okay. Ty Walker is the school's most eligible bachelor. Amicable divorce, great job. And it's all his hair. Some of the single moms actually wear their nice yoga pants to drop off their kids, all in hopes to get a piece of him. And here he is, flirting with my little sister.
Thank God, you're gonna use this to lord over them with, aren't you?
Oh, you have no idea how cutthroat elementary school is.
Despite the predictableness of the movie, there was a fight between Abby and Josh that could have kept people guessing. They were fighting because her photos had been deleted from her camera that she, you know, had taken very important pictures of the mayor. This could have been her big break as a photographer. You know, Josh wasn't responsible when he was watching her camera, and they ended up getting deleted when he was watching them for her. She was very upset with him. You know, she lost her job, she was left unemployed, and she didn't get her big break as a photographer. So, you know, she was very upset about the whole thing. A nice addition to the film, though, was the emphasis placed on family. It was refreshing that it featured family and friend relationships as well. Abby had a really close relationship with her grandpa. He was the one who helped her figure out that she was meant to be with Josh Barton. He was also the one who gifted her with the holiday calendar, you know, from the beginning. The holiday calendar did play a large role throughout the film. It was used by the main character, Abby, to determine how her day was going to play out. In the end of the film, it's with the help of her grandpa and the holiday calendar that she was able to discover, you know, her true love had been in front of her the whole entire time. Some potential downsides to the film itself include the fact that it was overall very predictable. From the beginning, it was obvious she would end up with Josh, as well as further her career as a photographer, just because that was her main motivations the whole time. A possible deviation from the genre of the movie includes her progression as an artist. You know, many romantic movies don't show much progression in regards to personal career choices. However, this movie did focus on her personal aspirations as an artist. For me, it was definitely refreshing that she was portrayed as an inspiring woman. A lot of films lack this aspect of women. This film also fits the drama genre quite well because it evokes many emotions. There is more seriousness to the film rather than humor, although there is some humor. It's outweighed by the seriousness of everything. Abby's goal in the movie was to find love and further her career as an artist and overcome all of the barriers that were placed in front of her. She connected with her family members, you know, numerous times, and her grandpa especially. Their bond grew stronger when she found out that, you know, he actually met her grandma with the help of the holiday calendar. So it was kind of a family tradition that was passed on to her. There were parts that were joyful also, you know, for example, when she was able to be with Josh Barton and they were able to open up their own photography studio. There were also feelings of anger. For example, she was really angry at Josh for letting her photos of the mayor get deleted. There were also feelings of sadness, you know. Abby locked herself in her apartment and was depressed for days over losing her job and best friend at the same time, you know, losing Josh. Each time, though, that she was sad, however, one of her family members was there to cheer her up and comfort her. This is a scene where her sister comes and cheers her up after she's sad.
Company.
Ew, Abs. It reeks like a pity party in here.
Best kind of party.
I heard what happened.
How?
Gramps, he ran into Josh while hoofing it down Main Street.
Great, my personal drama's trending.
I get it. Breakups suck. And losing a job, even a crappy one, sucks even more. But pushing away the people that care about you is just selfish, Abs.
If you came here to try and make me feel better, it's not working.
Look at this.
You want to try it?
Okay,
go ahead.
My baby girl worships you. And no matter how bad you may think your life is, she's still going to worship you. All she's been talking about is how her cool aunt Abby is bringing her pictures to the auction tomorrow.
Can I please just send the photos with you? I really, really don't want to see anyone. Especially Ty. Do not want to see him.
Yeah. I figured you'd say that. Which is why I'm here to tell you to get it together. Because I will not let you disappoint Corinne. And I definitely won't let you give up on yourself.
Overall, this film was successful in the romantic / dramatic holiday genre. It evokes many emotions, excitement, sadness, happiness, joy, etc. It also features a beautiful love story, though, where Abby is able to unite with her true love and get everything that she always dreamed of having. It is a wonderful movie to watch with your family, especially nearing Christmas time. It'll create excitement all around, and I guarantee that you'll be wanting to put up your Christmas tree by the end of the movie.
It's the most beautiful time of the year. Lights fill the streets, spreading